I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, Hitting ISIS Where It Hurts, Hitting Their Oil Business. Let's get started. After speaking to the General Assembly today, the President chaired the Security Council, which passed a U.S.-sponsored resolution demanding that all countries take steps against recruiting, organizing, transporting, equipping, and financing of foreign terrorist fighters. Words, he said, would not be enough. So we begin with deeds, not words. The new airstrikes to tell you about. Barbara Starr, she is at the Pentagon tonight monitoring late developments. Barbara, what have you learned?
Good evening, Anderson. All aircraft have now returned. It was a two-hour mission striking about a dozen ISIS targets in remote areas of eastern Syria. They did go after these oil facilities, about a dozen small modular, if you will, small oil refinery facilities where ISIS was smuggling in oil and refining it and then selling it on the black market. There's an estimate that ISIS makes upwards of $2 million a day off of all of its smuggled oil business. U.S. and coalition warplanes knew about these targets. They went after them in these remote areas of eastern Syria. They weren't too concerned about civilian casualties. They wanted to get to this and send ISIS a very direct message that it was going to take away this source of revenue. ISIS using the money from oil, of course, to finance its operations. Anderson?
Barbara, after the first night of strikes, we didn't get a lot of details about exactly which countries did what, how many bombing raids and the like. Do we know any more tonight about which other countries participated in these strikes?
In these oil strikes, indeed, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates joined the U.S. And what we are being told is that actually these two countries flew more airplanes, dropped more bombs than the U.S. did. The U.S. flew about half a dozen F-15 aircraft. The allies flew more. A signal on this strike and perhaps strikes to come that these Arab nations are very much all in on this fight against ISIS. Anderson?
All right, Barbara Starr at the Pentagon, thanks. The notion of terror groups in the oil business is obviously somewhat novel, but it probably shouldn't be. Other terror groups raise money by smuggling opium, so why not oil? So more on that tonight. And attempts to disrupt it with airstrikes were joined by Tom Foreman. Tom, the strikes on these oil installations, can you show us exactly where they took place and the significance of it?
Sure, we can, Anderson. If you look at where they've been striking the main ISIS strongholds for a couple of days now, this is different. This is more in open territory out here toward the eastern side of Syria. They're not going after the great big oil production areas like Raqqa here. About 250,000 people live here, and there are big oil production facilities here. But rather, it's out in the countryside. Very little chance of civilian casualties out here, and yet pinpoint targeting of a dozen of these modular oil units out here, Anderson.
Do we know how much oil has been getting from these particular facilities? Barbara Starr was talking about as much as, you know, making as much as $2 million a day. It looks like the Raqqa facility is even bigger. What kind of an impact are these strikes going to have?
Well, we don't really know how much these 12 facilities would produce out there. We know between Syria and Iraq that there's a lot of oil out there in the territory that ISIS has held, and we know that some of their most fierce fighting has been in those areas to seize that ground. So if you look at these 12 refineries, they were believed to be producing around 300 to 500 barrels a day. Oil right now is selling more than $90 a barrel. This, on the black market, goes for about $30 a barrel. But again, it's believed that that adds up to about $2 million a day. And Anderson, this is the lion's share of what makes ISIS so wealthy.